Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
All right, welcome to the Sports Lounge. New Year's edition. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn. Fred Dreyer will be here, at least the ghost of Fred Dreyer, during this special 2024-2025 holiday episode. I'm joined by show producer and sports extraordinaire, master fantasy football champion, Corey Marino. Corey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I feel like a little bit of deja vu here, but I'm glad to see you are hanging in there after that gut wrencher against the Bengals over the weekend.
Definitely what they call a roller coaster of a game. They back and forth. A lot of people thought it was going to be a little bit more defensive, but because the Broncos, they didn't think would be able to keep up, and they thought the Broncos defense would be able to stifle the Bengals a little bit, but nope. Both teams just kept firing, and the Broncos couldn't hold T. Higgins, and he went off, but Bo Nix showed some stuff in. Almost in, I think in the third quarter, he had a 70-yard pass or a 60-yard pass for a touchdown. So the future's bright, and we just, in this season that was supposed to be a lost season with $85 million getting paid for Russell to play with the Steelers.
Yeah,
I have nothing, but we're playing with house money, and I love it.
Yeah, it is crazy, and you got a lot of young guys, like you mentioned, the long passes. Marvin Mims. A guy I've been watching for a few years. It was nice to see him come through. What was I just going to bring up about that game? Bo Nix is playing much better. Oh, so I had Denver's defense all year in my fantasy, and I was like, against the Bengals, nah, I'm dropping them. I thought ahead. I picked up Indianapolis's defense. Mm. They just, against the Giants and Drew Locke, who can predict football these days? It's like week one, and then like the final weeks of the season, you just cannot predict.
Drew Locke went out and threw for 300 yards and 5 touchdowns and no picks.
My buddy calls me up, who was in the process of destroying me in our fantasy championship, and then said in his other fantasy championship he was super mad because he didn't start Malik Nabers because he was hurt. So he was regretting all this, and he was facing T. Higgins. And I was like, I feel really bad for you, man. Oh, man, we are coming up quick. See, this is the right show length right here, the right segment length. You're listening to Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton. We're sitting in for Mike Horn and Fred Dreyer just to introduce this holiday end of 2024 recap. You'll hear some of the best stories, some of the good talking points. So Fred and Mike will be right back with you here on the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. Stick around.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Step into the world of Harmony Cheese, where Wisconsin's finest dairy traditions come to life. Our master cheesemakers have perfected the art of crafting exquisite cheeses using only the freshest, highest quality milk. Indulge in our signature Golden Age cheeses, a collection of handcrafted masterpieces that will tantalize your taste buds. Savor the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange opera jelly, the rich buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester, or the bold, complex flavor of our Merlot cheddar. Harmony Cheese is more than just cheese. It's an experience. Every bite is a journey through the heart of Wisconsin, where passion and craftsmanship meet to create culinary delights. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com and discover a world of flavor that will leave you craving more. Visit our website at harmonycheese.com.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. The things we talk about.
Oily stool.
Is that what you stop? That's not. We were just commenting on that. And so you should be in good, healthful shape. And that's why we got Al Simon on here. Now, we were going to have a big expose about football and all sorts of good things there with Fred Dreyer. And we'll get to that here on the show today. Got lots of time. But Fred has not been here for the last 3 weeks taking care of some personal issues. And so
I was on the edge of being dehydrated. So I'm here now.
He's drinking his water, and things are looking good. Now, we have our class valedictorian, also our photographer, Pamela, who sends things out from times. And she said she wanted to recapture a fan favorite from 1987. And she put together some pictures. And this picture that we're showing, and for those of you on radio, this is a picture of Hunter and McCall, Sergeant D.D. McCall, the lovely Sergeant D.D. McCall, and Rick Hunter, investigating a mysterious murder. And they pretended, McCall thought it'd be a great idea for them to be a married couple. Boy, was she off base. Anyway.
Well, wait a minute now. I mean,
the only room that was left apparently available was the bridal suite. And you called her Love Muffin. And there's a picture of you wrapped in some beautiful red
Indian blanket. It's an Indian blanket.
Is that an Indian blanket? And the call looks lovely. And you look quite comfortable.
Enticing. She looks enticing. She looks threatening there to me.
She does.
She's about ready to take that right arm of hers and push it somewhere.
Well, hold on a second. To defend herself, we have the lovely Stephanie Kramer on the line here right now, Sergeant Dee McCall. Stephanie, welcome to the broadcast. We love you. Thank you for calling into the show today and risking everything.
Hey. Hi, Freddie.
How you doing, darling? Hey, look, this was a very provocative shot. Is she seeing what we're seeing?
Well, if she's got her Roku set on.
No, I'm not.
So I'll describe it to you. Stephanie, you're leaning on your side, and you look beautiful there in a nice white sort of bedtime manner. And Fred, or Sergeant Rick Hunter, is...
You can call me Fred.
...is laying on the bed. But it looks like you're using two or three pillows there. And he's wrapped up in the Indian papoose-type blanket. Is that right?
But the key here is, where are my arms? That's the key to this whole shot right here.
Yeah, well.
And the look on her face says she knows where they are.
Those.
I always knew where his arms were.
That's smart of you, Dee Dee. This is great. Stephanie, it's great to have you on the show.
I know I've never called into your show, Fred. I was sitting here and someone mentioned it. I thought, I've never called in. I have to call and just say hi, and I'm so glad you're doing this.
We have all kinds of, just so you know, on this show, we're such entertainment-minded hosts that we have photographs, various photographs sent to us and out of our archives, as you all know.
We have another one,
and
Fred.
We have another one coming
Fred,
up.
Fred, here it is.
Wait a minute.
Okay, go back to this one. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, this is one that's very provocative and very fun. We also have some other ones that are also very provocative and very fun, and most of them are provocative and very fun. So
now you were in the bridal suite in this episode of Hunter, and apparently in the bridal suite they have one of those Vibramatic beds. And so,
oh my God, I remember that.
You remember that one?
Okay. Yes.
And so you were sharing that bed, platonically, of course. And so McCall asked Hunter to do her a favor and not snore. So, Stephanie, was he a snorer when he was in the scene?
No.
Well, since he never fell asleep, I can't tell you. Yeah. I have no idea. Fred, do you snore?
I don't believe so, no.
Don't look at me. I don't know a thing about it.
I'm not looking at you, Mike.
Sure. So when...
What is that photograph right there?
So Stephanie is laying in the bed next to you. It looks like you're reading a magazine or something, Fred. I would not be doing that.
But, I see. Right. I see. Now. So it's very dark.
Apparently, when the lights go out, you hear a coin drop, and the bed starts to vibrate, and Hunter mutters, "Love muffin," and McCall, Stephanie, you start laughing, say, "Turn off the bed, you idiot."
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be me.
Do you remember that? I remember that. It was very funny.
I do remember that. I actually remember that.
It was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Also sent in here, we have a picture here of one of your great stars on the show.
Charlie Hallahan.
Charlie Hallahan was the chief, right?
Oh, love Charlie.
The captain.
The captain.
He was our captain. Yeah. And he was so great. You know, we used to rib him all the time. I did it, certainly, but I used to rib him all the time on his love of the Philadelphia Phillies and the big collapse of 1964.
You would rub that in.
I rub it in every time I get a chance.
And he was such a good guy, a good friend, and an extremely talented actor.
Yeah, Seamus is his son. Remember his son,
really
Seamus?
Yeah, Irish.
He was very Irish. Well, the whole thing was Irish, yeah.
Yeah, another picture.
Two boys, Liam and Seamus.
Good-looking guy, I'll tell you that right now. And what I didn't realize is the listener here, Pam, sent this in, and she said that he is so Irish, he's buried in Ireland. In Cobb, Ireland. And she even has a picture of the gravesite, I think, here that we have here.
And she's like, got
where he is, we've got that picture here.
There
it says Charles John Hallahan, born 1943 Philadelphia, died on the November 25th in Los Angeles of 1997. American character actor, beloved father, husband, and mentor, son, brother, and uncle. Rest in peace. Great. And his face is on the headstone.
That's
fabulous,
nice.
You guys.
That's very good. I knew he was born. He was born in Philadelphia, and I knew that he was Irish. And I didn't know that much about his illness. He had a heart attack driving on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, he did.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Sad.
Imagine
sad,
that.
Sad. I don't like to hear that.
Not good.
Anyway, Stephanie, it's great for you to call in. Stephanie Kramer is on the line here with Fred Dreyer on the Sports Lounge. Obviously, you must be a huge Dodger fan. Am I right, Stephanie? Maybe not.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that registers.
Listen, I love the LA Dodgers. I love the Colorado Rockies.
Don't commit yourself.
Don't really. I know this is terrible, and Fred's got that look on his face, and I know he has because I can see it from here. I don't really follow sports. I don't. I never did.
Neither do we.
It's a bulletin for all of our listeners.
No, we don't. You know, this, I was just telling Mike. You know, I took a little sabbatical here off our show, and I came back and I realized that I haven't missed anything. I looked at the waiver wire. I looked at all the things that involve football players and baseball players, and none of it's entertaining. None of it means anything.
Well, the Dodgers have a big winning record.
Well, I'll tell you something, yeah. Steph. You may maybe chirp in on this, but ever since social media became the big thing, there's more things about more things, and they're all boring.
Well, there's a lot of miscellaneous nothingness.
No, it's
that
empty.
People breathe life into.
It's an empty culture. Completely
well,
empty.
It seems to be turning more and more into that. I have to say that I'm not completely devoid of enjoying sports, because when it comes down to, for example, the last couple of games of the World Series, or certainly the Super Bowl, or when the Lakers play, or I love hockey. I really do. I love hockey.
Kings fan?
So, I'm sorry?
Are you a Los Angeles Kings fan?
Yeah, but I really like the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, so it's Colorado. You're the Rockies, the Avalanche.
Yep. Yeah, what? I like. I mean, that's where I grew to really, really love the sport when I lived there. And so I love watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm that person, you know, jumping from the sofa, screaming at my television. So,
It's like that dog on social media, you know, where you. They showed the dog the scoring of the big final kick on the championship soccer game, and the dog completely flips. He doesn't flip.
Good. Steph, do you have a website where we can keep in touch and find out what you're up to?
Yeah, you can. Well, I'm actually on all that social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then website is thestephaniekramer.com.
TheStephanieKramer.com.
There's only one, Stephanie.
There's only one. That's good. Well, you do us a favor and call in again. We love you here when you come on the show.
I will definitely do that. And Fred, please give my love to Caitlin, will you?
Will do, darling. Thank you.
We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer here with us here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And good to have Fred, good to have you with us here today. I think we've lost our video signal, but we'll get it back here in just a little bit. Joining us here on this segment, we have one of the great guys that we want to talk to you about. We talk about Balance 7 here all the time on the show. This balances the acid in your body. If you have acid indigestion, you've been out of control, a lot of things not going right for you, this product is the one that will take away, build up your immune system, balance your body out. I'm telling you, you will not have acid indigestion. The creator and genius behind the whole product is our friend Al Simon. Al, welcome to the show here on the Sports Lounge with Mike Horn and Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's been a real pleasure for me to talk to your listeners. I'm a 93-year-old man that has a very interesting life. I go to work 5 days a week. I enjoy the ladies still, which is quite remarkable in itself.
Any details, Al, you want to share in there?
What was that?
Any details about
the
women?
No, just take it easy with Al. You don't want to bring the guy. Al, how old are you, seriously?
I'm 92, sir.
92 years old. This guy, you would think he's 60 years old. And a lot of your success and health, you've had a lot of health issues, I think. Cancer, different things in your life you've talked about with me. Tell our audience you've had some things here.
Balance 7 has saved my life at least three times that I know of. I had open heart surgery for a quadruple bypass when I was 83. When on my 89th birthday, I was told I have stage 4 cancer. And the doctor told me to go home and die because it's too hard on an 80-year-old man to take chemo. And I told him I'd have no side effects, which I didn't. And I went through the chemo with no problems whatsoever. And then right after that, I got my immune system was compromised a lot. I got 3 viruses attacked me, and I was in the hospital in intensive care. And my wife brought me my Balance 7, and the doctors were shaking their heads because my heart rate was going from 50 beats to 180 beats up and down like that, and they couldn't control it. I, for 3 days of drinking Balance 7, on the fourth day, I was sent home healthy. I take Balance 7 today.
I take it too, Al. You take a shot. It's a 1 ounce shot, and I take it in the morning, midday, and then three times a day. And you take it as well, Fred Dreyer. You've been talking about it here on the air. Yep. And I take it. You don't eat or drink. This is the only difficult part for me is you got to remember not to eat or drink a half hour before you take it or a half hour after you take it. And you just take it a shot down there. And here's the thing, Al. When you're sick, if I have a cold, whatever, flu, whatever it might be, and Fred, you talk about this. A sick body is an acid body, and am I right about this, Al? I mean, you want to try to balance your body out, and that gives your immune system a break, correct?
Absolutely. When you have an acidic body, your immune system is locked up. It cannot do the job God intended to do. It's locked up, and your body deteriorates. Balance 7 unlocks your immune system, and literally goes after anything that's attacking you, and it does it in a way that drugs can't help you with.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's all natural in there. Fred, you talk about this. You're the one that turned me on to alkaline water years ago when you and I met, and I started drinking it, and then I met Al, and Al said, hey, I got this, and I heard alkaline water. And Al, you're just kind of like the ultimate because it's just one shot balancing the body. I'm telling you, if you eat something that upsets your stomach or you have a particular food that you can't eat, if you take Balance 7, you're not going to have any problems with the stuff that's highly acidic or gives you a lot of acid indigestion. Your thoughts on this, Fred?
No, but I started on this a long time ago before I knew about Al or Balance 7. your system cannot function and do the proper things and take care of itself if it's too acidic. And if you stay too acidic for a long period of time, you come down with all the major diseases, whatever they might be, whatever is indicative to your way of life. And I've experienced a lot of this stuff. So I started years ago with rebuilding my liver with alkaline foods, with dark green vegetables, zucchini, broccoli, green beans, you name it. I took it and I made smoothies out of it, and I ground it all up, and I turned myself around. I was playing for the Rams at the time in the early 70s, and I would periodically get sick, and that's what would happen. I know that the doctors, when they would prescribe muscle relaxers and all of these things, pain relief pills, anti-inflammatories, all that stuff made your system overnight unable to remedy and take care of itself. And every time they would give me stuff like that, if you got hurt or something, or you made a complaint to the medical people on the team, I would say, thank you very much for the pills. And I'd put them in my bag, and I'd go home, and I'd throw them down the toilet. Because they were doing as much for my pipes at my house as they said it was supposed to do for me by taking all these pills. And I never believed in any of that stuff, and to this very day, I stand the test of time for not really coming down. Like we had the virus is
COVID-19,
a big scare.
It kept my, I'm telling you, Balance 7 kept me in check, keeping my body in balance. And Al, have you found that out from people? You say that it builds up the immune system as well. Fred, you're saying the same thing, because if you're sick and you have a highly acidic body, that's a treasure trove for a disease to catch on, I mean, and grow. And I think keeping yourself balanced and natural, I think you even mentioned that it gets in the blood too. Am I right, Al? The acidity?
Well, the acidic, when your blood becomes, if your blood has to be between 7.35 to 7.45. If it goes too low, your body will start taking bone tissue, muscle tissue, because your body cannot exist when your blood is below 7.35. And so it's very important for you to keep the acid down, so your body isn't taking. That's why osteoporosis comes about. So many diseases come about from acidosis. And it's not a hard thing to get rid of if you just bear in mind that you got to put good stuff in. You have to eat good food, and you get good stuff out. When you eat and drink wine, and you drink this, and you eat this, these are the things that cause you the problem, and you pay for it later in your life. You know, when I was 65, it was the first time I ever saw a doctor. And
wow.
He told me I had arthritis and diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. And he says, that's normal for your age.
Huh.
And I didn't believe that. I didn't think that God intended us to be old and sick. So that's when I went to work to find out, to get rid of my problem. I didn't think of it as a product that I was going to ever sell.
So this is, Al, I want to stop you there. This is how you develop Balance 7, because you put this together because the doctor said all these things, and you didn't want people to be old and sick, especially yourself. So how did you go about researching? You get doctors involved in all this kind of stuff?
I'm a natural researcher. I've had a lot of patents in my name, and I've created a lot of different products. And the most important thing about research is you keep in mind that you just can't give up because it didn't work the way you wanted it to. But each one leads you to the next step and the next step. This didn't start out to be what it turned out to be. I had no intention of bringing it to the market. I was retired for 13 years, and I came out of retirement to bring this to the world because I realized the world needs it. I heard on the newscast too many people went to the hospital, and 80,000 people died when they got the staph in the hospital.
Staph infections,
I knew
yeah.
I came out of retirement and I lost a wife for 50 years. She divorced me because she thought I was going to style. But listen, I've never taken a paycheck out of this business. I put everything back into it to bring it to the world.
And I will attest to that, Al. I will attest to that, that this is your passion, is to get this out so people can try and see. How do they get Balance 7? How can they go and get the website is balancethenumber7.com, correct?
That's correct. It's a simple website number, easy to remember, easy to find. And the most important thing is it's 100% guaranteed. There's no way in the world you're going to lose anything. It will do nothing but help you. There is no downside to it. There's no side effects that can hurt you in any way, shape, or form. If you just try it, it'll do wonders for your body.
Even if you just have chronic acid indigestion, everybody, I'm telling you, this will just take care of it. What's the phone number they can call? I know you got a phone number as well, too.
You'll have to give me the phone number because I don't remember the phone number of the company.
So the Balance 7 doesn't work on your memory, but we do know that it's balance7.com.
I just never committed that to memory. I committed your number to memory.
Thank you. Yeah. Al and I talk a lot on a daily basis. I love this man. I love Al Simon. He has just got some great stories and things. And you and I met him up at his lab where he puts this together, and it's distributed all through the country, Fred.
I know, and we got to get back up there and see Al. I liked it. Where was it? Santa Barbara?
It was up in the Santa Maria area.
Santa Maria,
California. So yes, that's good. Right. Al, we got to have you back on the show again, too. We want everybody to go to the website, balancethenumber7.com. I'll get the phone number, give it out here. Fred will be doing the commercials as well, too. So call in or go to the website. Remember, it's a money-back guarantee. Check it out. Don't take our words for it. Money-back guarantee if you don't like it. Balancethenumber7.com. I take it. I love it. Every day, Fred?
Can't beat it, folks. Got to get it.
Al, we love you. Thank you for taking that. We had Stephanie calling in. Stephanie Kramer and Al Simon. What can we do?
It's a great day.
Who's next? Is
my
Joe
first
Biden.
Day by. My first day by.
And I got Joe Biden waiting on the line. I guess we're going to end the show early.
Can't wait.
Al, we love you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, it's really my pleasure. Remember, folks, this is the easiest way to bring your body where it wants to be, healthy.
Healthy. Get your body in balance. Balance7.com.
Thank you, Al.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. 'Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Hey.
Welcome back in. Trading session day.
I'm reading information, Mike.
Hi to all of our great partners on this show, by the way, the good people at Balance7.com and so many more. And also, SiriusXM, we're on channel 217, on SiriusXM channel 203 online, channel 967. Want to thank everybody at Sports Byline for being here, CRN Digital Talk Radio carrying the show. And we want to thank you for following us everywhere, Roku, Facebook Live, CRNTalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, all the videos rolling for you. Whenever we do the show for you at this time, you can check it all out, and you can go and check out our YouTube channel. There's lots of great things on the YouTube channel as well. Now, Fred, let's get into a little bit, if we can, some of the neighbors out there. We mentioned James is out there. Nikki says, hello from Nebraska. We're glad you're back. We missed you.
Well, thank you very much. I missed you guys, and it helps to refresh and to come back into the fold, and here I am.
Teresa Lynn says, hello, y'all, from Texas. Lee Gutz says, hello, from Cleveland, Ohio. Pamela is saying, hi, Fred and Mike, from Georgia. And Bernard's one of our good listeners. Says, hello, Fred and Mike, from Ottawa. He's in Canada.
Ottawa.
And, yes.
Can you say Ottawa, eh?
Ottawa, eh?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a boot time.
It's a boot time,
Bernard. Fred, what do you remember most? And we wanted to talk about this. We've got some pictures we're going to show in a second about Ernie Zambezi having worked with him. He passed here. What was it, yesterday?
Love Ernie. He was the I met him in 1967 at San Diego State. He was part of the recruiting package of John Madden, Don Coryell, and there they are right there.
We got a picture of everybody up there. Identify them left to right if you can there, Fred.
Tom Bass, left on the corner. Right above him in the brown shirt is Ernie Zampezi. Then you go right is Sid Hall, defensive coach. And then Claude Gilbert, offensive line coach. The tall guy back there is...
Fred Dreyer.
Yeah. And then Don Coryell is looking up at me. Right there, and this was taken.
As we all do, Fred.
Yes, true.
As we all do.
Yeah, it's a metaphor. This is very much. By the way, Don Coryell is going to be into the Hall of Fame.
He is going to be.
He's going to be put into the Hall of Fame. They're working on it right now. But Ernie was just classic. He was a terrific coach, very smart, and a lot of people in pro football and in college football really respected him. For being a great guy and also being a terrific coach. He died yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, we'll post this picture up at the sports lounge so you can see it.
And I wish I had Dan Fouts.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to get Dan Fouts on the phone and talk about it.
Get him on the show. It'd be great. And we'll have Madison get this out here on social media for us as well, too. So you'll be looking for that. It's a great picture of everybody there. Thank you, Bernard, for bringing that up. Sharon says, hi, Fred and Mike.
Hi.
Bruce, again, is here. He says, we did miss you. Hope everything is okay. We need more shows. Yes, we're working on that, I'm telling you. Lee is tuned in. Sharon says, glad you are okay, Fred. And she said, is this the Bald Mountain episode? Is that the one we were talking about on Hunter? Was that the Bald Mountain episode? We need Stephanie back.
Well, wait a minute. There was a couple of them. Night on Bald Mountain we shot it over on Mulholland Drive right around from my house.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, no one knows that, but it was Night on Bald Mountain. was a murder mystery type of thing. Roy Huggins and those guys really like those types of things, and they're fun for people. They really liked them. And then there's another show where, you know, we had to go plug in and investigate a murder, and that's when Stephanie and I took the change out and put it in the bed, and it vibrated. You know.
That's good. That was a really good one.
That was a good one.
That was good. I like that too. Okay, we got more here, more comments from there. Let's see. I love that episode from The Girl Next Door. We got a comment on there. Chris says, hi, Fred, Stephanie, and Mike. Love the show then and now. And we've also got Sharon saying hello to Stephanie. So glad you could join. We are, too. It was a surprise to all of us.
Yes.
Here. Pamela Smith says, hi, Stephanie. Love you and Fred so much. Ryan says, Fred, when was the last time you talked with Scott Hunter and Jim Delgazio?
Walking up the tunnel to the... to the locker room after we hammered that Green Bay Packers into Coliseum.
Those were the two quarterbacks,
and
right?
I went into my lair to polish myself off and to greet my parents and my friends. I said, Jim.
Yes, Fred.
See ya.
So these guys, pretty good nature. In sports, I mean, stuff happens, right? And so this is a great record. That two, what Fred's talking about, he sacked two quarterbacks on the Packers they were, right? Wasn't this Green Bay?
Yeah.
Two quarterbacks in the same quarter in the same game, and they had taken one quarterback out, put another one in, and Fred knocked them both down. It was pretty good getting that deal. It's a record that'll stand the test of time. Hi to Stephanie from Nikki. Sharon says, what a reunion to have. So grateful. Glad that everybody was on the show today. Ron Whitaker says, great listen. Ron also says, loved hearing Fred and Stephanie together again, as Buck Owens would say, right? Sharon says, so glad to hear that you have survived in many illnesses. Mr. Simon, so the Al Simon fans are tuning in. And Chris says, Fred.
They love you, Al.
Whatever happened to your VW bus? There's the comment of the day. What's going on there, Fred, with the VW bus?
That bus was sold to a plumber in Whittier back in 1990, I think.
Really? So out in Whittier, California, there's a plumber that has your VW van.
We don't know. It might be.
Do we know his name?
It might be like a flower pot right now.
It's John's Plumbing. Could that be?
No, but you know what?
What?
It was a 1970 bus, and the more I drove it on the freeways, the more I drove it around the country, the more I realized that it was dangerous to drive it.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, it really was.
You had the device on the side where you had a cooler for the oil, because those VWs were air-cooled. They didn't have water
cooling. That's right.
And so you were cooling the oil with a radiator outside, right?
Well, I put a very long cooler underneath the frame of the car, and then ran a copper pipe back to the engine, to the oil compartment.
What a genius.
So normally it would carry 4 quarts of oil. Well, I almost doubled it by putting in this coolant system, and it worked perfectly. The car never overheated at all.
Those are great. All right, football news. The Washington Commanders, you know, the new team name there, we're still not used to it, says the coach, Ron Rivera. Apparently, I heard this, Brian Robinson could be playing this year after being shot. Apparently, Robinson was shot in an armed robbery attempt. He had gone into the District of Columbia to get the something to eat. The incident happened shortly before 6 p.m. Eastern time on H Street northeast. Police arrived on the scene. They located Robinson. He was suffering from a couple of gunshot wounds in his lower extremities. Director of Communications for the Metro Police Department in Washington said one bullet hit his glute and another struck him in the lower leg. So the coach is saying now, amazingly, Washington coach Ron Rivera says the team will determine whether to place him on the non-football injury list, but they think their doctors are being positive, and they think he might be back to play before the year is over.
It all depends. And give him some balanced 7, and I think he'll be all right.
I think so, too.
Hey, listen, I don't know on your list over there.
Yeah.
I just noticed this. It's just a blurb. Bruce Arians not worried about Tom Brady's absence from Buccaneers camp.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say this after reading this little blurb here. You can fill people in, Mike. He Here's what's ironic about it. The National Football League has done everything to get rid of preseason. They've cut games.
Cut the games.
And so now people are concerned about Tom missing 10 days.
Big deal, right?
This is just unbelievable. You know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing.
That's what Bruce is saying.
You know, Bruce says, look, he's fine. Ask the players that he yells at. And they'll say it's no big deal. And it comes down to this. At 45, you need the time in training camp. You just can't sequester yourself and tuck yourself away and not pay attention to the problems of the evening. You've got to get out there and make sure that you know your home fires, just like I did. You know, take some time off.
Just like you did here recently, right?
And that's life. You
left
know?
Us holding the bag here on the show.
And
right.
Misses,
we handled it.
Because he misses 10 days,
exactly.
People are worried.
So, here, you know, Bruce is, 20 years plus coaching in the NFL, Bruce Arians. And he's never had a player leave training camp for 11 days. But yet he says, you know, it's a matter of when you're 45 and you have the, you know, way, way more things in your life going on than a 25-year-old does. He said, Tom needed the time. So he says, I think it was a really good move for everybody, according to the coach.
No,
he
it
says,
is.
The
it
players
is.
In the huddle, they got chewed out by him. He says, when Tom comes to play, he's laser-focused and ready to roll, so I wouldn't say to anyone, don't worry about Tom Brady. It's like, that's the deal. And one thing he says about Tom Brady, you never have to worry about focus. He's all in or he wouldn't be here. So, and plus, he said, the younger quarterbacks got to work out with the team, so if there
it's
is an injury or something.
It's best for them.
For everybody, the young quarterbacks on the team, you get used to that play too.
Well, remember the whole movement in the sport is to go away from practice.
Right.
It's to move away from sequestering 100 people and making sure that they're out there a couple of times once a day. We had two times a day. I don't want to get into the
back in
eight
the day.
Weeks of two-a-days, you know. So once the game started, there was no doubt about people being ready. And I'll tell you, I've noticed one thing I noticed here is this last month, training camp. They no sooner announced training camp is opening, pro football is right on the horizon, they realized that it doesn't make any difference. No, everybody is everybody's on the cell phone. Everybody is
everybody's got a cell phone.
Everybody's doing what Tom's doing. They're just doing it in training camp. That's
correct.
All.
Correct. It's like lackadaisical. When I went to training camp with you a few years back, and I expected to see people really hitting, tackling, blocking, and all this kind of stuff, and instead they had those little rubber ropes, and they were, you know, I can actually do that now.
It was busy work.
It was busy work.
It's like going to a Dodger game and sitting up there watching preseason or watching the pregame activities, and you have players coming out and doing all these gyrations like this, like they're getting ready for the game.
Yeah.
It's preposterous. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing.
That's kind of it. And Jackson State, the Tigers football coach, you know, college, collegiate football is going on. And the coach, Deion Sanders, says we're in crisis mode because they don't have water. They had so much flooding there, the water has been polluted. And so he's trying to find hotel rooms for the kids to play in everything. And by the way, speaking of polluted, our big sales executive, Howard Price, he's getting ready to root once again this year for the Oklahoma Sooners. Just thought I'd throw that out there again. What do you think?
Well, they'll have a pretty decent team.
Well, he claims that USC bought the rest of the regime away, brought the whole coaching staff and the players to USC. So he says they're going to have a good year. It should be
good.
Let
me ask you a question. If you live in the parts of the country that require fresh water, which we all do,
right,
don't you think each state, each city, big city should have a desalination plant?
I agree.
What the hell's wrong?
How long are they going to take to finally do something about the water crisis in America? We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, back with Corey Marino to finish us off, heading us into the new year. Corey, what are your New Year's? You got some New Year's resolutions, right?
Just the main generic one that I can think of right now is I got to start working out again. But that's just like the lamest answer. My New Year's resolution, I don't know. Just be more present, maybe. I don't know.
Present's good. Present's good. I mean, you and millions of others, about the New Year's resolution at the gym, which I'm an affirmant with. I guess accountability would be a good one. You know,
girlfriend and me are getting serious. You're engaged in setting up a wedding, so I might have to take your notebook after this soon, and hopefully she's not listening yet. So
yeah, it's getting here fast. No, I know, man. Well, hey, you know, I film weddings too, so you can remember that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people getting married. This was usually I filmed weddings for over 20 years now, and you know, it's usually right after the New Year's you get a lot of inquiries. Oh, are you booked for this day? There's a lot of romance in the air around this time. Nobody wants to be alone on New Year's Eve when the ball drops.
Well, the first is me and my girlfriend Anne Marie's anniversary, and then so that will be 2 years. So on today, the Wednesday, the first, but
yeah. So I'm sure many people last night were having those romances. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they weren't just one nighters and can blossom into something like you and your girlfriend. I think you did. You came out on top in the fantasy championship, right?
I did. I've won a couple. I was in a couple, didn't lose them all. So I won a couple here and there. I got a nice trophy at home. Oh, and
but you faced your girlfriend, right?
That was in the semis.
That was the semis.
Okay. She's still, there was a good week we didn't talk after that one, but she, at least she she fell into liking sports now and is part of fantasy, and now we're all watching games together, which is fun.
That's fun. You guys ever, you golf?
I golf, yeah. We actually got, me and my best friend are taking our girlfriends to a golf simulator in Santa Cruz where we live for their Christmas presents.
Oh, that sounds fun, yeah, man. Fun. Not Topgolf?
No. This man owns and rents out his own simulator in a warehouse.
Yeah, they've had those forever. I used to think they were the coolest thing, and I have yet to go to a Topgolf, at least to play in one.
I played Topgolf. It was fun. It's fun.
I need to get my clubs re-gripped. They haven't been re-gripped in forever, and I've barely played in the last 15 years, and they're like, when I grip them, the grip's coming off. So
it's sliding in your hand.
Don't let that happen, but I hope everyone out there listening has a fantastic New Year's, and join us here again on the Fred Dreyer Show. You can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week.